We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
This is Greg Olson, here to tell you about my new podcast, TE1. On the show, I had a chance to talk to my fellow tight ends who have revolutionized the position from an extra lineman to a dual threat superstar. And just like my guests have changed the game, this year, NFLSundayTicket.tv is revolutionizing your NFL viewing experience. Stream all the live out-of-market NFL games every Sunday on your favorite devices and never miss a moment from your favorite players. Visit NFLSundayTicket.tv and use the promo code GREG88 at checkout and get 15% off your subscription. That's NFLSundayTicket.tv and the promo code GREG88. Subscribe to TE1 and get NFLSundayTicket.tv, an unmatched dual threat.
And back we are, folks, the Esports Rewind podcast. Probably noticing, for all you non-audio listeners here on YouTube, a brand new set. And oh man, it's been a long time coming.
It really has. You know, you guys don't even know. If you are longtime fans of the podcast, you might have heard us teasing something big
for
coming.
A long time.
Yeah, since like, how long has it been? Maybe February?
Three,
March?
4, 5 months, ever since this pandemic. Yep. So for all of you non-audio listeners, you know, we still love the audio listeners, of course, but for all YouTube listeners, we have a lot in plans still. This is only one of the announcements, but huge shouts, by the way, to Zan, Pete, our boy out there, our utility man, for putting all this together. I've just been making videos. They do the hard work and have set up this gigantic gamer cave.
Well, we appreciate you being patient with us, and, you know, that's how we were able to get this nice old arcade cabinet in here. This is going to be how we settle all of our debates from now on.
Sucks.
Matches of Street Fighter.
I have no chance. But either way, let's get it into it. Zan, you want to hit with that fat intro like per usual?
Yeah, let's do it. As always, guys, thank you for tuning in. You can find us as part of the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network on Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, you know, just like us, the Esports Rewind. Shout out to our audio listeners. Thanks for tuning in. You can find us on YouTube at Esports Talk.
Yes, you surely can. Let's get it, guys. The first podcast in the brand new room. And what better way to kick off the new room, new podcast, than a brand new topic, something going on for the last 15 months, right?
Okay.
This thing has been in production for this lawsuit taking around 15 long months. Now you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we're on the same page.
Man, oh man, the whole FaZe Clan Tfue situation, something we've broken down time and time again. Tons of journalists and reporters have been updating us. You know, Richard Lewis, of course, updating us as much as possible as the litigation and legal suits were underway. And now officially as of this week as well, a short statement is all we got. And apparently FaZe Clan and Tfue have now settled and parted ways. The biggest one and biggest takeaway, obviously a lingering question: who won?
Yeah, that's hard to say. I mean, especially because we know so little about the stuff that happened behind closed doors. Mm-hmm. A lot of people have theorized that Tfue had a stronger case here.
Yes.
And so they're thinking that, hey, maybe Tfue might have been like, FaZe, I'm about to take you to the cleaners. So maybe let's just calm down and settle things.
Yeah, it's super tough, though, because obviously, let's be honest, we know very little legally speaking about how this case was going. I've talked to FaZe PR, and of course, they're going to tell me that they had a much better case than public perception, you know, was putting out there. Public perception, I would say more so, besides a bunch of FaZe fans, was that Tfue had a strong lead in these cases to come away with some big money. Now, obviously, with this settlement, that means another big headline. Tfue is no longer with FaZe Clan, but it does, oh man, it makes you want anything leaked, right?
Yeah,
about
absolutely.
Who won, how much they won, how big this suit was, all in all. It's kind of ironically timed because this was the biggest lawsuit ever in gaming and esports, and during it, we have Dr. Disrespect situation pop out. So,
which may become the next biggest lawsuit in esports and gaming.
I think monetarily it almost has to be based on what he has said. It's a big contract in his own words. But now I guess we'll leave it on another lingering question. Does Tfue join another esports organization?
Or does he start his own?
Which, please, either one would work out for me. If you guys don't remember, a long, long time ago, it was actually Tfue saying, nope, he just wants out of FaZe Clan, wants to be on his own. Mm-hmm. So we expect those sponsorship deals and endorsements to come rolling in. But Tfue and FaZe Clan have officially parted ways.
All right, Jake, this has been an evolving story that has recently come to a head in, I'd say, the past week or so, as chess has truly made its footprint in the esports and gaming industry.
It certainly has.
It's been a long time coming. We talked about how much chess has risen in popularity a couple months back on the podcast, how esports chess had become a thing, and we were having a lot of fun discussing how casters may cast a chess match.
You do this. You do this all the time. Yeah. You nail these categories before they happen. Fall Guys, we talked about last freaking podcast.
Yeah,
and you were the first person to tell me about chess being a rising esport. I would say this one a bit more obvious to be a rising esport.
It does have, like, I think at the end of the day, chess has a lot of components of what we find in our favorite esports games. It's got the strategy, it's got the meta, it's got the grid-based system, much like auto chess or a TFT. So I feel like it's like an easy onboarding point for many esports fans.
Yeah, and unlike traditional sports, it takes a lot less physicality, right?
Exactly.
So it's a lot of mental, it's a lot of tactical things that a lot of people want to at least try.
It's easy to play online, so it's actually functional in the middle of a pandemic.
Yes.
You know? So yeah, there's a lot of things chess has going for it. And in the past couple of months, it's truly exploded. Twitch has had a partnership with chess.com since 2017, I believe. And it's still been a relatively small section of Twitch. And only recently, with largely thanks to Hikaru Nakamura, I believe his name is. I apologize
if I
mispronounced
that. That's a tongue twister. He knows it too.
Yeah, yeah.
But his blow up on Twitch, he was a large part of why that category is now taken off as well, for sure.
Absolutely, and he is a beast when it comes to chess. He is like, let me read down the list of accolades.
Oh, dude, we have a video out probably by now as well. I was trying to memorize the accolades. Yes,
it's much here.
Point after point after point.
I didn't even list all of them. I was like, at some point, I don't want to have the whole episode just be like, let me just talk about how great this guy is, even though he is amazing.
Name a few of them so people know.
Yes, he is a 5-time U.S. chess champion and the youngest American to ever receive the rank of grandmaster in chess, which, you know, for all the viewers out there who may not be familiar, that's a big deal. That's a big one there.
Just a couple months after being 15 years old, he was a grandmaster.
Mm-hmm. What were you doing at 15, Jake? I was chilling. I was playing MapleStory, probably.
Bro, at 11 years old, I peed in a sandbox, which isn't 15. But
close enough. I mean,
it just goes to show the mental comparison between a guy like Hikaru and me is just so far off.
Yeah, and you got to admit, Hikaru really knows how to leverage his newfound popularity, how to truly show what makes him unique and special, as he's coached several high-ranking members of the esports industry in XQC.
The Botez girls. I mean,
yeah,
it's crazy
Vox.
Because Olympiad gold medalist, I think, as well. Mm. Now the number one blitz chess person in the world.
Yeah.
So it's just crazy to see his accolades keep on going and going. Mm. And also what you said, he's a lot more outspoken than you'd think.
Absolutely.
For a chess character. That's no offense meant. I think a lot of gamers are meant to kind of be perceived as timid or shy. Mm. He's not. He knows how good he is. Mm-hmm. And just like you said, so many tangents.
Yeah.
He's the number one here, achievements here. He can coach. So many different, of course, why the category is blown up is he brings so much to the table. Mm. And there's so much diversity of content he has also brought with it. And that's why I think TSM signed him. Like, it just makes sense.
Oh, absolutely. All the sense in the world. Because if you're going to get the number one guy in chess, in the U.S., essentially, right? And not only that, but he has a great personality to boot. I think what we see a lot with pro players in League of Legends or Overwatch is they don't necessarily have the same level of success when it comes to demonstrating their personality and their character off the field as well as on the field, you know?
Yeah.
And that's, like, truly important in today's, like, you know, world.
I think especially with Twitch becoming more and more competitive, live streaming as well, you almost, of course, it's been a common debate where you have the personality or you have the skill. If you have both, he is that combination.
That's a done deal right there.
And so I think it makes a lot of sense. We're going to keep on seeing what crazy signings are coming. TSM, well done. And Hikaru, best of luck inside TSM for chess. Crazy times. It's Sunday, and they're coming back to the NFL with NFL Sunday Ticket.tv. You can stream every live out-of-market NFL game every Sunday afternoon on your favorite devices, plus Red Zone and DirecTV Fantasy Zone channels. Never miss your favorite teams or favorite players. No matter where you live, NFL Sunday Ticket.tv is your key to the most glorious Sundays ever. Use the promo code BLUEWIRE at checkout to get 15% off your subscription. Visit NFL Sunday Ticket.tv and use promo code BLUEWIRE. And also, guys, you've counted on restaurants. Now they're counting on you. And while their dining rooms may be closed, they're still open for delivery with DoorDash. DoorDash is the app that brings you the food you're craving right to your door, and ordering is easy. Open the DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be left safely outside your door with a new contactless delivery drop-off setting. We use DoorDash at the office all the time to get lunch from people like Chipotle, Wendy's, and hundreds of other options. Many of your favorite local restaurants are still open for delivery, too. Just open the DoorDash app, select your favorite local spot, and your food is on its way. Right now, our listeners can get $5 off with zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and use code BLUEWIRE. That's $5 off and your zero delivery fees on your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code BLUEWIRE. Don't forget that's code BLUEWIRE for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. And now, back to the next topic.
I'll keep this next one short, sweet, and simple, Zan. We've seen a lot of crossovers in the past couple of weeks alone of top figures in gaming or entertainment and YouTube now joining the esports and gaming movement. It's been a bit hectic over here, as usual.
Tiny bit.
Trying to catch up and figure out what kind of content we want to produce. You know, we've seen David Dobrik. We've seen he actually reached out to Call of Duty Pros to play Warzone. We've seen a lot of gigantic figures out there, obviously crossover as well. Mr. Beast making his stint. And I think it's going to be a long run in gaming. A quick section out there, because I think rappers also and artists love esports, especially as this past week, a lot of information coming to light, information already out there. We actually had Wiz Khalifa tied to the Pittsburgh Knights. They had a partnership with APE, that's Absolute Power Esports, who is apparently invested in by one of the world's biggest Korean rappers, Sehun.
Yeah, very quietly.
And of course, you know, in our side of the world's culture, a lot of people probably do not know that name, but he's big, if not bigger than Wiz Khalifa. In that side of the world, I mean, it's gigantic to see these kind of partnerships line up. So those two, Wiz Khalifa, Sehun, kind of together in partnership with the organizations they invest in, trying to get an LCK spot. I believe that did fall through. We also found out most recently this past week with some 100 Thieves drama. Shouts to the Thieves. We love you guys. You keep the lights on around here most of the time. Actually, Pusha T, and alongside him, Logic, investing into Chaos Esports Club, mainly known for their CSGO roster, but another string of rappers and artists, I should say, entering the esports scene, which is just, it's baffling.
It's baffling, but it makes all the sense in the world. I was actually listening to a podcast with T-Pain recently, where he was talking about, hey, everybody in rap, most of us love games.
Yeah.
And in previous years, they'd have to be quiet about it because, like, gaming wasn't cool. You know, you were lame if you were gaming, if you were really into esports. And now that esports and gaming is popping, they're all coming out of the woodworks and being like, hey, guys, I'm just like you.
I've been gaming for years.
Yeah. It's just been on the down low. And it's great to see all these people be able to come to the public light with this type of thing, you know, express themselves in this way.
Yeah, totally agree. It's just really cool to see the crossover. In case anyone was wondering, the 100 Thieves beef, apparently Pusha T and Drake, who invest in 100 Thieves, their beef goes back years and years and years. He made this random tweet about Chaos Esports Club, Pusha T did, who beat 100 Thieves in CSGO. People were wondering, why the heck did he do that? It turns out, a day later, it comes out publicly, he has ownership inside Chaos. But again, that beef still could be there.
Yeah.
We're going to keep on seeing these gigantic names entering esports and gaming. And as we do, we get to talk about it.
Prediction right here, Travis Scott.
Oh,
joining or signing with a team?
Okay, like my prediction, I don't know if he's signed yet. 21 Savage is mine. So
I think he might. I think he's in.
I think
he
maybe
might be in talks or something like that.
I've heard rumors about maybe a FaZe Clan, which would not shock anyone by now. But artists keep on entering and flooding the gaming scene. Who is next?
Speaking of artists in the gaming scene, I mean, and thank you for that wonderful transition opportunity right there.
Of course. Yeah. Whenever you need one.
Much appreciated. Let's talk about KDA real quick.
Mm.
Because I think that that is one of the most impressive, unique additions to the Riot Games roster of products and creative like endeavors I've ever seen. Because Riot Games as a company, they keep making these innovative moves time and time again. And KDA is just the latest in really them leaning into that aspect of their company.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who may not be familiar, KDA is Riot Games. I don't know if they're still a K-pop group officially or just pop in general, but they're basically a music group made up entirely of League of Legends characters. And it's super unique in the space because you don't really see that level of commitment to the bit. You know, fully going in on saying, like, oh, our characters are actually the ones doing the singing.
Yeah.
Of course, they do actually have real vocalists behind the characters. And they had gained worldwide renown in their first appearance back in 2018 at Worlds. And everybody's just been asking, when are they coming back? When are you doing that again? And they just released their first pre-release single called The Baddest. And it's already doing amazingly in the charts. This single coming ahead of their full EP to be released towards the end of the year. Very exciting stuff. Probably going to see some stuff from that at Worlds in 2020,
mm-hmm.
since they do have six World songs coming. I imagine at least one of them is going to be a KDA one.
Yeah, they figured, you know, why do one when we can do four, five, six now?
Yeah, yeah.
People want them.
Why not at that point, right?
Yeah, I think it's been crazy to see the take-off of these music groups, but specifically them. I'm not going to lie, I don't know too much about them. But, of course, if you want to be tied to an esport out there with that kind of crossover, KDA has done very well, and Riot, especially with having that partnership be established. And I think every time, at least once a year now, if not more so than that, we have League of Legends Worlds come around and people already are begging when, where, what, KDA.
Yeah, the hype is always there. And not even just for KDA, but a world song in general. I think that's impressive how much like Riot has just managed to get the community hyped and interested in just like just the music of the event, aside from the event itself. I do think like music, quality music elevates any product from like A tier to S tier easily. And, you know, I'd love to see Riot Games leaning in more with this. They just announced their partnership with Spotify recently as well. And they appear to be leveraging more of Spotify's resources for even more League of Legends music coming soon. Probably some Valorant tunes soon as well.
Would not doubt it.
Yeah.
I feel like that's probably next up if Valorant, you know, were to take off to those steps. The one comparison I have is probably a game like Fortnite, which is not the same kind of connection, but they brought in these giant artists to put on gigantic events. And again, kind of shadows compared to League of Legends, but still compared to other esports or games, they're definitely two that are far and above with bringing in these gigantic crossover events.
Connecting with the music industry is key nowadays.
Yeah, it seems to be the move. And so I guess we'll see what next big title does similar things. And very lastly here, Zan, we got a run in with YouTube for the first time ever this past week, which was, man, that was...
That was stressful, not going to lie.
You know, it wasn't that big of a deal, obviously, but when your livelihood is on YouTube, definitely, you know, obviously going to talk about it because it's a bit of a fun point out there. YouTube actually took down one of our videos for the, I don't really understand why.
We don't have precise reasoning, but here's where I can probably contribute because I'm the one who handled the appeal of trying to get the video back live. So for those of you who may be aware, YouTube has certain content policies in place that say that you can't really show violence or any violent imagery or endorse that type of thing on your in your content. And the clip in question showed a PUBG player punching one of his teammates. And, you know,
shocked him.
Yeah, he really, like, he went going and was like, ah.
But he was okay.
Yeah, yeah. Everything worked out in the end. There were proper, like, punishments handed down. That decision is still, that conversation, rather, is still ongoing to my knowledge. And, of course, in our content, we were not saying, oh, look at this. This is great.
It's not like I was like, man, he shocked him. And I obviously talked about the response, the punishments. The clip was 240p.
Yeah,
He punched him two or three times maybe, and it was about 3 seconds. And, of course, when you think about it, you think about UFC fights and recaps and highlights all across YouTube. You think about YouTube boxing matches being streamed on YouTube. And so all of a sudden to be slapped with, out of nowhere, the video being taken down, I was like, whoa, why? And so as a news outlet, you think – that we would be able to do that. So obviously we've talked to YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
The video should be back up by this point. If you guys want to check it out, it's PUBG Pro punching his own teammate. But that was a bit of a weird run-in that hopefully YouTube we never have again.
Yeah, fingers crossed. I think worst case, we're going to get a video taken down and then we'll get it posted back up pretty quickly. Because in their response back, YouTube did say, hey, we were delayed because of coronavirus, obviously. these things take a little bit more time than they usually do. So hopefully we don't have a video go down for longer than a couple minutes.
Yeah, and hopefully this got, you know, maybe this opened their eyes. They're like, oh, that's esports talk. Sometimes they're going to have some violent clips. Very rarely. I've never seen this before. Never talked about it before. Yeah. But hey, ironically, our first fight with YouTube, I think it's a draw because they still took it down and we have to repost it later. So either way, YouTube deletes the video. That video now back up and hopefully not going to happen again in the future. And that's it, folks. Hopefully everything's turned. Here's the really nerve-wracking part about recording in a brand new studio, brand new setup, brand new cameras and lights that we don't know until we until we take it to editing if everything works out.
Well, we can be pretty confident. We already did the initial test. We feel pretty good about this. Let us know what you think. Do you like the new set? Do you like the new approach to the podcast? I think I enjoy actually being the, like, talk with Jake conversationally and still be in the mic.
If you guys want any kind of content with me and Zan, feel free to drop a comment. You know, we have these. I feel like there's a lot of loyal podcast listeners only out there. So all you guys listening, if you want this kind of setup for anything else, hit us up. All right. We want to be unboxing stuff in the future, doing more content. But as per usual, thank you all for watching here. The Esports Rewind podcast. Same day, same time, every single week. And for the first time, Zan, the outro in
first
the new
time
studio.
The new studio. Oh, let's go. So that's that, boys and girls. As always, you can find us as part of the Prediction Esports Talk Show Network on Spotify, on iTunes, basically anywhere you find podcasts. Listen to us on the go. Go support us over there with a download. We always appreciate our audio listeners. Thanks for tuning in. You can also find us on YouTube at Esports Talk. We've got a website as well, esportstalk.com. We have a bunch of other news that we don't get to cover on the channel, but we like to talk about still, you know. And then you can also always reach out to us on Twitter at @talk_esports or on Instagram at @esports_talk. We love hearing from everyone. We do read each and every single message out there. So believe us, it does mean a lot to us when you reach out. Don't forget to support the channel with a like, a comment, a subscription. If you enjoyed the content, it really does actually help us a lot. Those numbers do matter. So, you know, thank you guys. Big things coming soon.
Yes.
Now that this is finally out of the way, I can shift this huge portion of my attention that was that was going to, like, just making sure we dot all our I's, cross our T's, getting the new set together. Now we can focus on some of the other great things we have planned.
Yes, moves are being made, and it's thanks to you guys watching. But until next time, we hope you all enjoy. Take care of yourselves, gamers. We'll see you back here sometime soon. And one last word from our sponsors. Sports are coming back, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball back in action, and there's no better place to start wagering than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props to bet on, all available 24/7. And with the return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say on what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. Remember to use promo code BLUEWIRE to receive your new welcome bonus. That's promo code BLUEWIRE. BetOnline, your online wagering experts.
Nobody builds 5G like Verizon builds 5G, because we're the engineers who built the most reliable network in America. And the more you do with 5G, the more building it right matters. The more your network matters. The more Verizon engineers going the extra mile matters. It's us pushing us. It's Verizon versus Verizon. 5G built right from America's most reliable network. Most reliable based on rankings from RootMetrics second half 2020 U.S. report of 3 mobile networks. Results may vary. Award is not an endorsement.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.